The second rank in the church, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 1 through 7. This portion of chapter 8 corresponds with 2 Thessalonians in the fact that it concerns those who will be translated after the bride is gone, and others who will remain until the revelation of Christ. This portion is typical prophecy which will be fulfilled after the bridal company has been translated to glory. The woman mentioned here represents the Sardis church, as the Shulamite represents the Philadelphia church. Let us read the scripture concerning the Sardis church. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received, and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3 verses 1 through. Most of the Christian people in the world today believe that the whole church will be the bride of Christ. The first part of this chapter shows definitely that some will be disappointed. Those who have not really and truly walked in the light of this bridal truth will not be found in this select company. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee. Yea, I should not be despised. Song of Solomon 8 verse 1. In these few verses concerning this group of people, there are about 8 expressions of disappointment, things that should have been according to her expectations and are not. The first one is, Oh, that thou wert as my brother. Actually, Christ is the brother of every believer, but the woman did not enter into the closest relationship with Christ. In Song of Solomon 1 verse 6, the Shulamite spoke of another group which she calls my mother's children. That group seems to be identical with this woman of chapter 8. They are like Martha, who was not only happy to serve the Lord, but also wanted Mary to get busy instead of sitting at Jesus' feet. There is a closer relationship with the Lord than serving. Serving is a good work, but it is secondary to companionship, communion, and worship. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. Song of Solomon 8:2. Song of Solomon 3 verse 4 is a contrast with this verse. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. The bridal company actually did bring him into her mother's house, into the house of Mother Grace. There is where she learned these precious truths of communion and worship, and that is where the engagement was announced. But this woman expresses her wish to find him that she might bring him into her mother's house. Every verse here shows longing but also disappointment. She did not enter into the place that the bridal company did. The reason is evident. She did not have the longing for him that the bridal company had, as expressed in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Every verse indicates an awareness of her failure to attain to that highest place. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. Song of Solomon 8, 3. This verse is positive proof that the group of saints which is represented by this woman will not win Christ as bridegroom. Contrast the assurance expressed in Song of Solomon 2:6 by the bridal company. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. This expresses the assurance which comes through complete yielding to the will of the Lord, and the faith to appropriate his promises. After Paul announced that he had espoused the church to one husband that he might present a chaste virgin to Christ, then he said, But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. There was, even in Paul's time, a group of saints who were not entering into all the truth, and he feared that they would miss this wonderful bridal call. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake my love until he please. Song of Solomon 8, verse 4. This sounds like an imitation of the words of the Shulamite in Song of Solomon 2, 7 and 3, 5. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Song of Solomon 8, 4 lacks the depth which the verse just quoted conveys. There seems to be a lack of reality in this woman's words. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There my mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. Song of Solomon 8, 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? I believe we can find the answer to this question in Revelation 7, 14. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is the second rank of the church. They will be caught up some time during the first half of the 7 years of judgment. I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. This seems to be the Spirit speaking. According to Song of Solomon 2:3, the apple tree represents Christ himself. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. The bride had availed herself of the opportunity of eating of the fruit of the tree. This woman of Song of Solomon 8 failed to make use of the same privilege given her, resulting in her eternal loss of spiritual inheritance. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Song of Solomon 8:6. At last this woman realizes the value of the love of Christ, but she did not give him the love that he desired. Now she sees her loss. Although another has won the place which she desired, yet she wants to be remembered. This is implied in the statement, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm." This disappointment will be realized when the first trumpet sounds and the overcomers respond to the summons. It may be as it was when God spoke from heaven and Jesus understood the words which were spoken. Some said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. John 12:29. No doubt all believers will hear the sound of the trumpet, but not all will understand the words nor respond to the call at that time. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be condemned. Song of Solomon 8, verse 7. The second rank in the church is the group represented by the servant class. Martha considered service as preeminent. At the supper which they made for Jesus, Martha served. John 12:1-3. This is a picture of the saints in glory in their respective places. Mary represents the bride who will worship her Lord, and the whole house will be filled with the odor of her ointment. Martha represents the saints who are satisfied with serving the Lord and know no closer relationship. Lazarus represents the guests or friends who will be invited to the wedding in the air. At last, this woman, the second rank, has found out that she cannot buy his love with anything, not even with service. He gives his love freely to those who will accept it. Praise the Lord. This is the day. Psalm 118, verse 24. Sigh of the breezes or sob of the tempest, skies of pure azure, or clouds hanging low, sunshine or frost, or the last of the storm wind, veiling of mist, or the white whirl of snow. Welcome the day, for the Lord he hath made it. Cometh it golden, or cometh it gray? Bringeth it burden, or giveth it guerdon? Let us rejoice and be glad in his day. The third rank in the church, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? Song of Solomon 8, verse 8. We have a little sister. This immature woman represents the third rank in the church, the 144,000 out of the 12 tribes of Israel, Revelation 7, verse 4. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, yet because all believers in this age are in the body of Christ, he was only exercising his God-given authority when writing the epistle to the Hebrews. Hebrews 5:12 expresses the same characteristic as this typical picture given in Song of Solomon 8, verse 8. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. When Paul went on his last journey to Jerusalem, James and the elders said, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. Acts 21, verse 20. Later, Paul wrote to this group to wean them away from the ceremonial law. They were still observing shadows, offering animal sacrifices there in Jerusalem, though Christ had been offered once for all. In Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, he sets forth Christ as the substance and the fulfillment of all the Old Testament shadows which could not take away sins. As long as they were still observing the shadows, the Hebrew believers were unable to instruct others in the way of truth. They could not nourish others until they themselves were mature. They had no breasts. If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. Song of Solomon 8, verse 9. This description tallies with Revelation 21, where it speaks of the wall of the city. The foundations have the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and the gates have the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. So this group, which is the third rank, constitutes the wall of the holy city. They are farther away in fellowship than any of the others in the heavenly group. They will be friends or guests at the wedding. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Song of Solomon 8, verse 10. This verse evidently implies that this group will have reached the state of maturity before translation. Another reference to the third rank is given in Revelation 12, verse 5, where the birth and catching up of the man-child signify the translation of this rank. These will be the transition saints who will be interested in the affairs of the kingdom of Christ on earth and will have authority under Christ to rule all nations with a rod of iron. This does not mean that they will have a harsh dictatorship, but theirs will be a rule of righteousness with no tolerance of evil. Israel, the restored wife of Jehovah. Song of Solomon 8, verses 11 through 14. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. Song of Solomon 8, verse 11. Israel is well known in Scripture as the vineyard of the Lord. In Matthew 21, Jesus gave a parable concerning a vineyard which was let out to keepers, but they failed to render any fruit to their master. After beating the servants which were sent to collect from them and killing the son, the parable shows that the master would destroy those miserable husbandmen and let out his vineyard to others who would render to him his due. This, of course, is a picture of the nation of Israel, which was rejected and scattered. But when Christ returns and is revealed from heaven, there will be a remnant of Israel who will receive him. They will constitute a newborn nation, for they will be a new creation. This 11th verse envisions the kingdom age in which Israel will be restored unto the Lord and will render to him 1,000 pieces of silver. This means that he will receive from them the full fruits of redemption. In the scripture, silver always symbolizes redemption. What a glorious day that will be when Israel will be called the redeemed of the Lord. Isaiah 62, verse 12. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, husband, and shalt call me no more Baali, Lord. Hosea 2, verse 16. My vineyard which is mine is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof 200. Song of Solomon 8 verse 12. This verse indicates that Israel will come into her own during the millennial age. When she renders to Christ that which belongs to him, she herself will be enriched. The law required restitution to be made, equal to 1/5 more than was taken away. But under grace, both God and man receive 5 times more the law sustained. Romans 5. Here we see that Israel will render this full measure to Christ in the 1,000 pieces of silver. That is, Christ will receive 5 times more than the law sustained through the failure of Israel under the law. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1 verses 18 and 19. Christ will receive abundance of honor and praise and glory from Israel when they recognize and acknowledge him as their promised Messiah. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Song of Solomon 8 verse 13. This verse seems to be an expression of the longing of Israel for the close fellowship with the Lord, which will be manifested by the companions, who evidently represent the 144,000 out of Israel. As we said before, the third rank in the church will be the transition company, a connecting link between the church in heaven and the restored nation of Israel on earth. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Song of Solomon 8:14. In the millennial age, Israel will be restored to her former place as the wife of Jehovah. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Hosea 2 verses 19 and 20. Christ will be to them the mighty God, as in the days when they came out of Egypt. At the present time, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. Romans 11, 28. As the time draws near for God to turn back to Israel, the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts to cause them to read the promises of God concerning their restoration, and their hearts will yearn for the fulfillment of those prophecies. The tribulation that will come upon them will press them out of measure so that they will cry unto God in their distress. When he is revealed to them from heaven, they will exclaim, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him." Isaiah 25, verse 9. Blessed security. While dark clouds increasingly gather, we feel something tragic is near. Yet, naught of this world can alarm me. I simply have nothing to fear. I'm safely secured in my Savior, my blessed Redeemer and King. My faith is established in Jesus. Just praising my Lord is my theme. There's no one so precious as Jesus. His word is the joy of my soul. I wouldn't trade him nor my Bible for this world full of silver and gold. Mary Rice Monroe.